North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabosky. Oregon and California are fighting a new attempt by President Trump to send California's National Guard into Oregon. It comes after a Trump-appointed federal judge blocked Oregon's National Guard from deploying. The judge found this weekend that the federalization action by President Trump was illegal.
Oregon and California are now joining up in their request to ask a court to stop President Trump from sending federalized California National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, after ruling that sending Oregon's National Guard troops in was unnecessary and an illegal use of the military. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The judge's order was not some minor procedural point for the president to work around like my 14-year-old does when he doesn't like my answers.
They're now asking the court to block the deployment of the California Guard to Portland. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And still no deal to fund the government as the federal shutdown now stands at 5 days. This is ABC News. More airstrikes in Gaza this weekend ahead of those indirect peace talks between Israel and Hamas that are set to get underway this week. ABC's chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell reports from Jerusalem.
Hours before Israel, Hamas, and the U.S. sit down for negotiations to end the nearly two-year war in Gaza, Israeli forces launching a new wave of airstrikes. Explosions across the Gaza Strip fill the sky with smoke. It comes as indirect talks get underway in Egypt tomorrow. President Trump voicing optimism about the chances for a deal, but warns Hamas will face complete obliteration if it refuses to give up control of Gaza.
Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the Air Force there says Russia launched nearly 500 drones and dozens of missiles this weekend, which has prompted President Volodymyr Zelensky to renew his calls for American and European aid. And Foster Poultry Farms is now recalling nearly 4 million pounds of chicken corn dogs. I'm Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No one knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
The crew clobbers the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers getting ready for game 2 of their playoff series with the Cubs a little after 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3 thanks to scoring 6 runs in the first inning against Cubs starter Matthew Boyd, who only lasted an inning. After the loss, Cubs manager Craig Counsell was asked.
Craig, even though he threw 58 pitches, is 3 days rest always that dicey sort of situation no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, we picked Matt Boyd to pitch. I don't know what to say. He pitched. He pitched. It didn't go well. We got to make decisions. I was very comfortable putting Matt Boyd on the mound.
The Brewers' Jackson Chourio had to leave the game after running into first to beat the throw. Pat Murphy.
He's getting the MRI right now. You know, obviously it's real scary having that same hamstring injury to the same leg.
College football, the Badgers started a new quarterback, Hunter Simmons, who led the team on an opening scoring drive, but Wisconsin losing at Michigan 24-10. With sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
Start your day with me, Pam Yankee, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, lows around 43, and it will be continued breezy. For Monday, partly sunny, 62 are high. Some frost Monday night with lows in the mid-30s. For Tuesday, sunshine and a little breezy, high of 60.
It's 64 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. for real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big broadcast on this TGIF Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Here in downtown Madison, it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It's a beautiful fall day. Leaves turning colors, perfect. Well, it's a little warm, I know, but pretty much for me, perfect color. No temperature, no humidity. Got our October baseball Brewer t-shirt on, Uke's jersey hanging up beside me. Zommers, I'm in a great mood, and after you spend a half an hour talking to Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report, how could you be any in anything but?
Honestly, I was going to say, if you're asleep, maybe not. But even then, I feel like you'd wake up with a smile on your face.
Right. No, it's fantastic. She's great. I love everything about her. She's such a good-natured person. I've had the honor to know her over the years working in politics because she's always covering agriculture events. And she's nothing but gracious. What you hear and see on the air is exactly the way that she is when you hang out with her or meet her in real life. Not that I've sat around, you know, drinking, watching Packer games with Pam, but I've been around her when she's interviewing people, talking to people when she's not, you know, quote unquote on the air. And she's exactly like that. And that's why one of the many reasons I have so much admiration for her. I think she's I know she's been a mentor from afar in terms of you look at somebody like Pam Yonke and you're like, that's the way you do it. That's the way you treat people. That's the way you should be a good broadcaster, to be yourself, be authentic, and just have fun. And no one is more of a professional in broadcasting than Pam Yonke. So thank you very much, Pam. We appreciate you being on. We'll have her back soon. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, another great broadcasting professional. We're blessed today to have two of them, not just Pam, but also Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter here at Civic Media, is live in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. Going to talk Brewers baseball at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. We have our green and gold text win contest coming up, trying to sneak in a what's worse as well. But first of all, a couple of quick hits for you in terms of news. One serious from channel3000.com. I know on some of our stations talked about this locally. But I think it's especially in light of yesterday's time we spent on Department of Homeland Security and ICE bringing a Black Hawk helicopter in amongst other armament and people to descend upon an apartment building on the south side of Chicago, starting to hit closer to home. Not that dramatically, but still worth note. From Channel 3 WISC here in Madison, Madison police confirmed the presence of ICE in Madison yesterday. Madison Police Chief John Pedersen released a statement shortly after noon today saying that the department was made aware of the actions after ICE had already left the community. Central Hispano of Dane County posted on Facebook that 7 people were detained in a targeted enforcement operation on Madison's northeast side. The local nonprofit reported that the arrest took place at a single residence yesterday morning that ICE had targeted. Despite ongoing rumors of ICE activity in Madison, yesterday's incident is the first confirmed presence of ICE in Wisconsin's capital. From Central Hispano, they said, quote, Central and Voces de la Frontera are gathering verified information and providing support to impacted families, unquote. That from Central Hispano's press release put out today. So there you have it. Confirmation by the Madison Police Department that ICE is in Madison and has taken at least their first confirmed action here in the city of Madison. So be aware. As we said yesterday, if you think some of these things are happening in larger cities, are not going to visit Wisconsin, you're a little naive. So be aware. On the lighter side, from Wisconsin Rapids Tribune, no pennies, no problem. Here we go.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
What do you think about the penny? We've talked about the penny before on this show. But if you haven't got a penny, no problem. Quick Trip is going to be rounding down its prices to accommodate for the end of penny production. The La Crosse-based company announced yesterday it will be rounding down at Quick Trip. All cash, that's the key. All cash purchases to the nearest 5 cents. Quote, as stores run out of pennies by location, and since the government has not provided guidance on how to proceed, all cash purchases at Quick Trip and Quick Star locations will be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents, ensuring a guest-friendly approach. According to the company's release, they said Quick Trip will continue this approach until a permanent legislative solution has been enacted. So there you go. But be aware that digital and card-based purchases will remain unaffected and will continue to be processed at the exact amount listed, but cash transactions will be automatically rounded down. As mi comadre says, cash is king. So there you go. If you're using cash at Quick Trip, you're going to save 5 cents. Potentially,
well,
or four.
Up to four.
Hey, every cent counts.
Oh, it does. It does.
Every cent counts. Is it? News you can use here on a Friday as you get ready for your weekend. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play the final Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We have mercifully come to the end of this week. All right, here's how it works. Daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry up for grabs today. Then everybody is eligible for 1 grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay home game, November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. Plus a gas card to get you to the game. It has a value of $1,550. Here's how it works. If you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android device to your app store. Download the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. Open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Open up one of the first 10. Click on one of them and open it up. It says in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that icon. Now I'm going to give you a word to text in on the Civic Media app. Today's word, the final word for the contest, is team. Judas Priest. This is what this contest has done to me. I can't even spell team. Team. T as in Todd. E as in Edward. A as in apple, M as in Mary. On the back of Luke Fickell's vest, it says team. Text the word team right now on the Civic Media app. T as in Todd, E as in Edward, A as in apple, M as in Mary. Team is the word today. You have until 4 o'clock to get it in Civic Media's green and gold text to win multi-state contest. Buena suerte. I forgot I said that. See, if you're watching on the stream, people are going to say, why aren't his lips moving? It's because I, under threat of legal action from people on the 12th floor, I couldn't mess this up. And so I'm like, well, let's just pre-record it. So they asked me to play it straight, which is hard for me to do.
You know, but you got to do your best.
I did my best. So there you go. The word, our final word, team, T-E-A-M as in Mary, team. More words on Maggie Dawn's show after our show. And then Pete Schwab's show as well from 6 until 8. They'll have a new word on Nightlight and Maggie Dawn. So there you go.
Pete will have the true last word of the contest.
Yes. Pete will have he'll have the final word, as they say. All right. Lots to get to. Let's do this one quickly because I want to make sure we get this in. If you are somebody that you love is dealing with Alzheimer's, if you've been associated with it, dementia issues like our family has, do me a favor. Go to the WMDX, our flagship station here at Civic Media in Madison, WMDXradio.com. WMDXradio.com and find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel. It should be the first image showing when you go to WMDXradio.com. Click on that on Join Us in Giving on that image. Join us for Join Us in Giving. And that'll take you to our page for the Alzheimer's.org walk coming up this weekend on Sunday in Madison at Warner Park starting at 10 a.m. We've set a modest goal of $1,000, already halfway there. WMDXradio.com. Find the purple Join Us in Giving image on the carousel. Click and sponsor our walk for Alzheimer's. Several of us here at Civic Media have been touched, our families, by Alzheimer's and dementia. I, unfortunately, am out of town, Alzheimer's, this weekend, but I know you're going to be representing the show and you're participating on Sunday.
I'll be there. Dom is going to be there, producer of the John and Gordy program.
Dominic Lee, the Italian Stallion. Go ahead.
Gordy of the aforementioned John and Gordy program,
I
believe.
He's an older racehorse, but, you know, but in his prime, you know. But
several other people will be there, though. Yes. And if you want to join, you can go to that same link. It'll give you the information of where you can meet, where you can sign up to join us and walk. But that is Sunday morning. The walk starts at 10. If you show up early, you can register and come with us.
They're really good cause. And if you can't make it out there to Madison, you still want to help us out, not just help us out, but really help out the Alzheimer's organization, you can go to WMDXradio.com and click on the purple image there and the Join Us in Giving. So do that. Give what you can. $1, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford. It all adds up to help the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, I mean, Dominic Lee, he's fresh out of college, an Italian Stallion. He's Italian. He's from Chicago. An Italian Stallion. Gordy and I, we're kind of like the glue factory horses.
Oh boy.
We've been around for a while. I put myself in the same category. You understand? All right. Do you have time for the thing or we got to come back? We got time for the thing.
We got time.
Let's open it up. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, unlike the other thing. This is just your opportunity to have your voice heard. All right, here we go. This is for Pat Kreitlow. Join Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 on select stations of Civic Media. I hope one of yours has been selected. This is for Kreitlow because today's category, What's Worse, Smooth Jazz or Yacht Rock? Yacht Rock. What's worse, Smooth Jazz or Yacht Rock? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
We've got some smooth jazz from Kenny G. The moment.
He's dialed up Kenny G to take us out. 855-752-4842. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Down to paradise, at least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away, find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me.
Sailing out on a calm lake was started today. Keep it going, Thomas. With a, the best non-bar brandy old-fashioned suite in Wisconsin in his hand. Taking in the fall spirit, the team spirit, the one, the only, Pat Kreitlow. This is what Pat listens to when he's on the pontoon boat on Lake Wissota. And I think it's fantastic.
Well, little, of course.
This is yacht rock.
Yeah, this is Christopher Cross sailing, which is your sister's favorite Christopher Cross.
That she has had on. So the what's worst category today, smooth jazz or yacht rock? Heather is saying Kenny G is way worse. I love yacht rock. Give me Christopher Cross all day long. Well, there we did. We did it. What else? Joseph watching on YouTube says yacht rock is great comfort fun, both as a solo listen and as a group concert experience. Smooth jazz is
oral anesthesia.
Oral?
So like,
but that's not how he's...
That's aural. Aural, like ear, audio related. Yeah, it's different. Not oral, O-R-A-L. Aural, A-U-R-A-L.
It's a good thing it's Friday. Joseph says, yacht rock favorite... Toto's Africa. I didn't know that. Was that considered yacht rock?
Sure really? Is. Right. Hold on. Let me pull up yacht or nyacht and right. Double check, but I'm pretty sure.
While you're doing that, I'm going to give away, I'm going to give folks our green and gold multi-state text to win word of the hour. The word is team. T-E-A-M. Text it right now for the chance to win fabulous cash and prizes. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, Todd, interesting method in spelling, because I spelled the word earlier. I said T as in Todd, E as in Edward, A as in apple. And Kurt writes, not Andrew, Andy? And then you say M as in Mary? I don't know why. Now I'm being criticized about words I associate with letters? I don't know, Kurt. But I get you bring up an interesting point. Maybe I don't know enough Anns and Andrews and I don't know. The word is team, T-E-A-M.
Quick update on the Yacht Rock status of Africa by Toto. Mm-hmm. So Yacht or Nyacht.com is a website that categorizes a bunch of songs that could be considered Yacht Rock onto how purely they fit the genre and mm-hmm. or otherwise. Number one, like 100%, the only one that scores 100% Yachtski is What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers. But Toto... Africa has a 93, so it's up there.
Well, there you go. Very, very high. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our old friend Rob Wheat texting in, listening to WRCE in Richland Center and down the beautiful city of Monroe, Wisconsin. Rob says they're the same. Really? They're the same? Oh, later he says, but smooth jazz, if I got to pick one, is worse. All right, very good. What else? Edward. I guess that was the wrong text there. What else we have for text here? What's Len in Madison listening on WMDX? What's worse is smooth rock and yacht jazz. Our very own Catherine Lake of the aforementioned John and Gordy show here at WMDX says, "I wonder if Kenny G, yacht rock or smooth jazz." Oh, I wonder whether – I'm not sure what she's saying.
She's asking, is Kenny G – which one is he? And he is smooth jazz. The graphic we have has smooth jazz with a picture of Kenny G and yacht rock with a picture of Christopher Cross.
All right, very good. What else? Yeah, Cam and Appleton, Baker Street is jazz. No, I'm not sure about that one. Brett in Brown Deer says, just name yacht rock makes me want to hurl. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center. Smooth jazz is good, but it's way worse compared to yacht rock. Don't let Steely Dan hear you call it yacht rock, though. Fagan will yell the F word at you. Really? Wow, it's very strong opinions here.
Steely Dan is a very particular band.
All right, let's go quickly to the phone line. Our old friend Gordy Kopke down there at Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our great sponsors at Civic Media. Check him out for all your fall pumpkin and plant needs in the town of Dunn, outside the city of Oregon here in Dane County. Gordy, smooth jazz or yacht rock? What's worse?
Well, music is subject to frame of mind, and there are some times when one is preferred over the other. It's really hard to choose because they're both easy listening and as I say, state of mind. But I wanted to thank you for that wonderful interview with Pam.
Sure.
I was out on my tractor cutting my fifth cutting of hay. I never even get four cuttings.
Right.
But this year, because of all the rain and all the heat, and now here we're getting August weather in October, so I thought, well, I'm going to get my hay mower and see what's out there. So that's what I was doing while you were on the phone with Pam.
Well, that's cool. Hey, thanks, Gordy. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being one of our great sponsors. Gordy Kopke down there in the town of Dunn. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Brand new caller on MDX. Didn't leave their name, but they say smooth jazz is the worst. All right. Very good. Edward calling in or texting in. I guess they're talking about me. Says, this person is pathetic. Please let a better person write in the day for the next 3 years. Well, tell us how you really think, Edward.
I am pretty sure that was actually directed at the president. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm looking at the other text. We'll clarify that later.
I don't really care, but I mean, you know, a lot of people think I'm pathetic. But that's fine. I'm having a great day. Matt Middleton says smooth jazz is worse as it's more common and annoying. Zomers, what's worse?
I got to say smooth jazz. Not much time to elaborate, yeah. But I like Yacht Rock.
I would say smooth jazz as well is worse. All right, stay tuned. What's better is our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, talking Brewers, Packers, Badgers, and more. Don't go anywhere. Farm News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. Oregon and California are fighting a new attempt by President Trump to send California's National Guard into Oregon. It comes after a Trump-appointed federal judge blocked Oregon's National Guard from deploying. The judge found this weekend that the federalization action by President Trump was illegal.
Oregon and California are now joining up in their request to ask a court to stop President Trump from sending federalized California National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, after ruling that sending Oregon's National Guard troops in was unnecessary and an illegal use of the military. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The judge's order was not some minor procedural point for the president to work around like my 14-year-old does when he doesn't like my answers.
They're now asking the court to block the deployment of the California Guard to Portland. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And still no deal to fund the government as the federal shutdown now stands at 5 days. This is ABC News.
The crew clobbers the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers getting ready for game two of their playoff series with the Cubs a little after 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3 thanks to scoring 6 runs in the first inning against Cubs starter Matthew Boyd, who only lasted an inning. After the loss, Cubs manager Craig Counsell was asked.
Craig, even though he threw 58 pitches, is 3 days rest always that dicey sort of situation no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, we picked Matt Boyd to pitch. I don't know what to say. He pitched. He pitched. Didn't go well. We got to make decisions. I was very comfortable putting Matt Boyd on the mound.
The Brewers' Jackson Chourio had to leave the game after running into first to beat the throw. Pat Murphy.
He's getting the MRI right now. You know, obviously it's real scary having that same hamstring injury to the same leg.
College football, the Badgers started a new quarterback, Hunter Simmons, who led the team on an opening scoring drive, but Wisconsin losing at Michigan 24-10. With sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers. At this point, the college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids, too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, lows around 43, and it will be continued breezy. For Monday, partly sunny, 62 are high. Some frost Monday night with lows in the mid-30s. For Tuesday, sunshine and a little breezy, high of 60.
It's 64 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the incomparable, the indefatigable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, talking all things shut down and who really bears the responsibility. Hint, it's Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Be fired up. I mean, they've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that. But it's going to be a fun atmosphere, I know that.
That's Craig Counsell of the Cubs. And you better believe it, Counsell. The Brewers do have the best team in baseball. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Brewers are going to take it to them. I'm excited. Got the October baseball shirt on. Got the Euchre jersey hanging up here in the studio. Great work. Zomers on the board. Blister in the Sun, featured in that great film by our friends Sean Hamish and Kelly Call. Just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. Apple TV, Amazon Prime. What else is Tubi now? It's on Tubi.
Yep, I Roku think it's still channel. On the Roku channel. Roku channel and Tubi are free.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And here to talk about not just the Brewers, Packers have a bye week. The Badgers are going to go to Michigan and get spanked, in my opinion. But here to cash in on the excitement of Brewer Fever, he's caught it. Nobody covers it better than our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who joins us live from Milwaukee. Mike, how are you?
Todd, I just texted you a picture. because there's writers in the press box. And then there's network crews here from TBS.
Look at that.
Setting up stuff. We've been here since 11 o'clock this morning. But now the Brewers just took to the field for BP. And then the Cubs will be out here at 5:30. We're going to talk to Counsell here in about 25 minutes. So I'll be going downstairs. But you know something? Because you remind – see, I've told you before, I got hired by TV18 – in August of 82,
wow,
about 21, 22 years old, still at UWM. Mm-hmm. I lied on a few things, okay? I lied.
You just exaggerated. It's fine.
I got it. Oh, sure, I've done that. Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I looked older at the time, but I was a producer for Mike Hegan, the former ball player for the Brewers and the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Shannon was the play-by-play guy. And so I got to cover all those World Series games that Just a Bit Outside is all about.
Is that
and
crazy?
So today, yeah. Today to see this nice, warm October day, it's already October,
yeah.
And there's still baseball here. I'm telling you, I got goosebumps. I mean, I know these guys have been – it's like Mark Antanasio just told us here about 45 minutes ago. He did a press conference with the GM, Matt Arnold. He says, I bought the team 21 years ago. They'd had 12 losing seasons. We've been to the playoffs 8 of the last 9 years. Yeah, I'd say I've been a good custodian. So, but then to see the Cubs hold on even after, you know, they were beaning some of the Padres,
right.
And they got a really bad call.
A really bad call.
Strike call. Oh man, the Cubs are here, and yeah. Then this thing gets going tomorrow. First time ever that these two teams, obviously, have faced each other in the postseason. I mean, you can't ask for a better script.
No, you really can't. Well, I'll get this in quickly because the game is being carried on many of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. First pitch tomorrow on Saturday for the NLDS at AmFam, 1:08 in the afternoon pregame show, just after 12:30. And you can hear it on all those stations over the air. Cannot stream it on the app, but over the air. Mike Clemens.
So turn on the radio.
Yeah,
on the radio. Jeff and Lane will do the play-by-play and get you all the inside stuff like that. But if you're not lucky enough to get tickets to this thing, it's going to be on either TBS or, I guess, HBO Max. And I was joking with a guy yesterday. I said, you know why the game's starting at 1:08? Because it's going to take 8 minutes to find a flipping game on your cable channel.
You're right. You're right about that. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but I want to play, and this appeared in my timeline here, I think on Twitter last night, and this was put out by the Brewers a few years ago. And if you're a Cubs fan, I want you to listen really closely and think to yourself, if you're a Cubs fan, is this the guy that you want leading your team into the NLDS tomorrow?
I don't know you. I don't know your story, your background, what you do for a living. And yet, I do know you. I know how your eyes lit up the first time you walked into County Stadium. I know how as a kid, you dreamed of being Robin Young. And wanted nothing more than to one day wear that Brewer script across your chest. I know that every summer you stay up late listening to Mr. Baseball on the radio.
Score! Came out swinging!
I know that you'll never forget October 10th,
1982. Later, coming on! Gander's flying! He's safe! The Brewers lead 4-3!
September 28th, 2008.
And there's a drive in the left field!
October 7th, 2011.
So it goes on from there. If you don't recognize the voice, that is former Brewers player, former Brewers manager, and the current Cubs manager, Craig Counsell. Mike Clemens, this guy, it's in his soul. If you're a Cubs fan, aren't you like, is this really the guy that we want leading our club tomorrow?
And, you know, he's reading a script, by the way, given him to by PR, right?
Right.
That's, you know, that's Brewers Productions. Listen, he inserts left after the Heater trade, man.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. And you know, he stayed here 2 more years, filled out his contract, walked out the door, wasn't going to say anything. They'd lost in the playoffs. And, you know, whatever happened, it happened in the next 48 hours after that. But the Cubs were waiting at the minute that they could call and meet him and bring him in. And then, you know, they opened up their books and showed, hey, here's how much money we'll spend. Here's how much payroll that you'll have, you know, the kinds of players you can acquire. And, you know, he'd had enough of this here. But what's amazing is that, how do you have this continuity? How do you end up having 97 wins with a bunch of these kids?
Yeah.
I mean, kids. Isaac who? Caleb what? And here you have the best record in baseball. And that's just the beauty of this story. The Mets are sitting at home watching this. And they spent 3 times as much as you did.
Yeah.
And today I got to ask a question, Todd. I've been asking a while. It's not like you can, you know, go up to Mark Antanasio and talk about this anytime. But I said, you know that anybody watching baseball this year, and then when they watched a Brewers game, the average fan is saying, where do they get these guys?
Yeah.
Where do they get these guys? There's a dozen guys out here that we didn't know who they were. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski.
Yeah.
Where did they get these guys? And I think they came in with a plan where they said, we're not spending $300 million or more on a bunch of, you know, washed up veterans in their 30s. We're going to get hungry kids in here, and we're going to take that money and put it into scouting.
Yeah.
And we're going to find the next Jackson Chirio out of Venezuela or, you know, all parts of the Western Hemisphere. He deferred to Matt Arnold and said, I hire good executives. And then I try and say no try not to ever say no when they ask me for things. But you know, I know that Doug Melvin said this. And see, these guys, they still are playing their cards close to the vest. Doug Melvin, before he retired as GM, he said, our department is like almost tripled in the time that I've been here. So I think they put it in more scouts in the field and more recruiting that way to get in these younger ball players rather than put all that money on one ball player who's, you know, out on the 15-day IL.
Mike, I talked to Mike Clemens here, a great sports reporter from AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Mike, I still want to touch on the Packers and the Badgers a little bit. But quickly, get your sense from somebody who's in that clubhouse all season, who's been around these guys. Pat Murphy, the great manager, who I think should be named NL manager, not baseball manager of the year this year. But we had Brady Ewing on the show, former Badger NFL player last week. And I asked him about Pat Murphy's comments that he made to Bob Costas on the Major League Baseball Network here a week or two ago, where he said it really comes down, Murph did, to the who. To the who. And we have the right guys in this clubhouse. But as someone who's been in the clubhouse, Mike Clemens, is that real?
This is a story I'm going to ask Murph about tomorrow in the pregame if we have a chance. This is where, you know, sure, there's analytics involved, right? And developing and all that. But this is where you still need a Pat Murphy to push the buttons during a game. They're playing Cincinnati. They're trying to keep that 14-game streak alive. It's a Saturday night, and the Reds are desperate to come back. And the Reds made it into the postseason.
Yeah.
And he goes to Andrew Monasterio and says, are you ready? Two or three times during the game, he says, are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? And then in the 12th inning in overtime, he puts him in. He throws in the pinch hitter when they least expect it, and the kid hits one out of the park, and they win the game.
Yeah.
That's Pat Murphy. He's working the kid. He's playing with his mind and says to him, are you ready to do something great? And he does.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's just incredible. I can't imagine being in your seat, getting to see it from a front row there. It has to be absolutely great. Again, Brewers pregame show around 12:30 on many of our stations. First pitch against the Cubs at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. You can see it on, as Mike said, is it TBS or TN? What are those Turner stations? I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen to the radio. Also, I mean, you can see it's the Fox Big Noon Saturday broadcast from the Big House in Michigan. Pregame on the radio on many of our stations starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. It is Wisconsin at Michigan. Is there any hope, Mike Clemens?
Now, you know, that Wisconsin State Journal had that stat this week that so far, Danny O'Neill, the Badgers quarterback, has been sacked 13 times.
Yeah.
That's more than they had all last season. Wow. They've got troubles with that offensive line, man, and injuries as well.
Yeah.
And now they got to go against Michigan tomorrow at the Big House. It's not good. It's not good.
I'm actually nervous that they can win another game this year. I'm not trying to be all Debbie Downer, but I mean, they've got to change a lot of internal things. Let's go quickly, about a minute and a half left here, Mike Clemens. Packers, I'm telling people, I'm saying I'm not freaking out yet. I'm trying to hone Aaron Rodgers a little bit, relax. But boy, just like the Badgers, the way the Packers lost in Dallas, Mike, wasn't as bad in person as it was on television.
No, and here's the difference. At one point during the Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers era, Rodgers says, look, I can't wait for you to give me plays. Matter of fact, it happened to him in the year that they won the Super Bowl. They lost a game they should have won in Washington because of the last minute or two coming down the field. So they let Aaron call the plays during the two-minute drills. And the Packers have continued to have great two-minute offense, better than most teams in the league, even under LaFleur, and now Jordan Love. I think this is going to get to a point where Matt LaFleur is going to say, I got to give the keys to Jordan Love. Let him run the offense the last 2 minutes so they don't have the mistakes like they had last Sunday night in Dallas.
Whose call was that at the end to take it down to 1 second? Was that LaFleur or Love?
No, the fact is I had two players and one on record, a tape I sent you from Josh Jacobs, who said, I don't think half our guys know where we're supposed to be in 2 minutes.
And
I mean, that's either a miscommunication from the quarterback or the fact that you've got two or three new guys on the offensive line that don't get it, that, you know, dude, we're in warp speed, as LaFleur calls it. Get your ass up to the line. Let's get the next play going.
Mike Clemens, nobody does it better. Thanks for taking time, my friend. You can hear all of his great reporting all weekend long on both the Brewers and the Badgers right here. Thanks, Mike. Have a great time tonight.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep, you're welcome. Come on back. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. But when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We could do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This ain't coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see where this world shall be when we all can pay.
The Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 7 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Get you up. That's a great song. Garth Brooks. Great message. We shall be free. Going to talk about that. Going to hear from Garth. He's speaking out. Going to hear from him in just a few minutes here. But first, some breaking news here at this hour. According to CBS News, Hamas has agreed to parts of Gaza's peace proposal outlined by President Trump. Hamas said this afternoon it has agreed to parts of the ceasefire and hostage release deal that President Trump outlined earlier this week. A source familiar with the talks told CBS News that Hamas is ready to enter further negotiations. A U.S. official told CBS News that the United States views Hamas's response as positive, though there are details that still need to be hammered out, such as the decommissioning of weapons, which may begin as soon as next week. Hamas said in a statement it is willing to release all living hostages and the remains of deceased hostages, quote, in accordance with the exchange formula set forth in President Trump's proposal, unquote. So it's still a breaking story. I'm sure Maggie Dawn will have more of this on the Maggie Dawn Show following our broadcast. But at this hour, being reported by CBS and multiple agencies that Hamas has agreed to parts, large parts of the Gaza peace proposal as outlined by President Donald Trump. Of course, the devil is always in the details, so stay tuned to that. Also, another the national news media, rather than focusing on what's happening in Chicago with, you know, ICE and Department of Homeland Security attacking apartment buildings, they're obsessed with Sean P. Diddy Combs. Well, it's happening right now, breaking news. Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to over 4 years, 4 years and 2 months for prostitution-related charges. Having served about 12 months so far, that would keep him in jail for another 3 or so years. Prosecution was seeking more than that. The defense was basically saying let him out. Apparently, by reporting earlier today, he was so arrogant as to book a speaking engagement, I think next week. In Florida,
I am unsurprised.
In Florida. So P. Diddy, that ain't going to work out so well for him. So I believe we're caught up on the breaking news. The government, by the way, is still shut down. Lawmakers are taking up. By the way, the lawmakers, people like Ron Johnson and Glenn Grothman, Scotty Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden, still getting paid, still lifetime health insurance. All right, Maggie Dawn is next. She'll have more on this breaking news and other news of the day. And then Pete Schwabe after that. Text to win, go for the green and gold. Text to win contest. This hour, 5 minutes left. Our word right now is team. T-E-A-M as in Mary. Team. Text the word team right now to the Civic Media app. Want to leave you with this. Little Garth Brooks speaking out on his upcoming tour. He'll be at Summerfest next summer. And here's what Garth Brooks has had to say about some of his songs and standing up for inclusion.
Let's address two things on it. One is diversity, inclusiveness. That's me. It's always been me. We got the same kind of thing on We Shall Be Free. People, you know, wanting to burn our stuff. And so I get it. Everybody's got their opinions. But inclusiveness is always going to be me. I think diversity is the answer to the problems that are here and the answer to the problems that are coming. So I love diversity, all included, so all are welcome. I understand that might not be other people's opinions, but that's okay, man. They have their opinions, they have their beliefs, I have mine. Second thing though, just let's talk about being a bar owner. I'm a bar owner now. Are we going to have the most popular beers in the thing? Yes. It's not our call if we don't or not. It's the patron's call, the bosses, right? Bring them in there. If they don't want it, then I got to go to the distributor and say, hey, man, your stuff's not selling. And then the action gets taken, right? But the truth is, it's those people in those seats that make those decisions. And that's what Friends in Low Places is going to be. So here's the deal, man. If you want to come to Friends in Low Places, come in. But come in with love. Come in with tolerance, patience. Come in with an open mind. And it's cool. And if you're one of those people that just can't do that, I get it. If you ever are one of those people that want to try, come. Let's go have some fun, okay? So I don't know how to explain it any better than that, other than what was just said. So we good? Good.
There you go. So are we good? Good. Garth Brooks not making it complicated. Hey, this is what I am. I'm not changing. Everybody's welcome at my concerts. Everybody's welcome at my bar. And if you want to be part of that, join us. And if you don't, hey, that's fine. You do you. But I'm not changing. And the way that he puts it out there, not confrontational, not calling anybody names, but just drawing a line saying, I'm not going to change. And I think we need more of that in these times like we have now. Don't have to be an ass about it, but just say, this is who I am. I'm inclusive. I like everybody. And we're going to keep playing our music. Going to keep doing our show. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next, followed by Pete Schwabo. They'll have two more words for you in the Text to Win contest. A minute left to do team, T-E-A-M, for our word today. And also don't forget the Badgers play tomorrow at Michigan. Maybe they can pull off the upset. I hope so. Pre-game show on Civic Media's network at 9 a.m. And Brewers taking on the Cubs for the NLDS Game 1 starting at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. Have a great weekend. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and play a little Garth Brooks for you as well. See you on Monday.
We shall be free.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A federal judge is now considering whether to block the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, as both the state of Oregon and California have been pushing for in recent days. ABC News White House correspondent Selena Wang says Portland isn't the only city being targeted by the Trump administration.
The president authorizing 300 National Guard troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago against Governor Pritzker's will. Pritzker blasting Trump's crackdown in his state.
Instead of going after the bad guys, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials.
Federal officials say an ICE agent shot and injured a woman after agents were allegedly rammed by vehicles and boxed in. Two people, including that woman, have since been arrested.
Democrats and Republicans in Congress are no closer to a deal to end the federal government shutdown, which is now in its fifth day. This is ABC News.